Pastor Philip to bring out God's message for today with the title, Christ Living in Me.
今日许牧师同我哋讲到基督活在我里面。
Turn this lantern. Good morning, everyone.
各位早晨。
It's good to see everyone here in this bright, sunny day.
好高兴喺今日阳光灿烂嘅一天喺呢度见到各位。
I know this coldness must keep wake you up really well.
相信呢一啲嘅冷风咧，一定会帮助你唔好瞓着觉。
So we hope that you'll stay awake for this sermon.
希望你听到嘅时候，亦都能够留心。
Let's bow forward to prayer.
让我哋低头祷告。
Father, we thank you once again for it is your grace that brings us together.
天父，我哋再一次感谢你，因为凭住你嘅恩典，你召聚我哋。
That you have given us this privilege to be called your children.
俾我哋有呢一个嘅特权，被称为你嘅儿女。
That you allow us to gather this Sunday to come before you to give you worship and praise.
你容许我哋喺呢个星期天嘅早上能够一齐嘅颂赞你。
Father, for you are our God.
因为你就系我哋嘅神。
Who deserves all the glory and all the praise.
你配得一切嘅称颂同敬拜。
Father, really help us to find that rest in you.
帮助我哋喺你里边能够找到呢一个安息。
That it's within you and your love.
在你嘅爱里。
That we abide.
我哋能够留住。
Father, we pray that your words will speak into our hearts.
求你嘅话语对我哋嘅心嚟到说话。
May your spirit enlighten our minds.
求你嘅圣灵亦都打开我哋嘅思维。
To really see and understand your love for us.
唔单止明白，亦都睇到你对我哋嘅厚爱。
Lord, help that to drive our lives.
让你嘅爱去打动我哋嘅生命。
So that we can really live out Christ in me.
以致我哋能够活出基督。
Father, we pray that your spirit will move us.
我哋祈求神你嘅灵喺我哋当中工作。
And it's in your name that we pray.
我哋系奉你嘅名字嚟到祈求。
Amen.
阿门。
Well, it's good to be finally back at the pulpit.
好开心咧！我结果咧能够喺呢个讲台上边。
It's been a couple weeks since I've been up here. We had conference and we had a snow day.
已经有几个礼拜我冇站喺呢一度啦。我哋有冬令会，我哋亦都有下雪嘅天。
And today we're entering the second month of the year already.
今日我哋已经开始一年嘅第二个月啦。
You know, time is flying by.
时间过得好快。
And we're continuing this theme to live is Christ.
我哋会继续。我们的主题就是活着是基督。
And it works well because it actually is a follow-up to our conference as well.
其实也都是很吻合我们冬令会的主题。
Our theme verse in 1 Peter chapter 2 in the conference is that we will keep in the footsteps of Christ.
冬令会的刑份就是来自彼得前书第二章的，那里是讲到我们要跟从主耶稣的脚踪。
And the hopes of the session as we go through this topic of to live is Christ.
而当堂会设立了这个主题，活着是基督，有个原因的。
Is to really challenge us to grow spiritually.
就要挑战我们在属灵的生命里面，我们要成长。
To grow deep in our knowledge and relationship with Jesus.
在我们对耶稣的认识，在与耶稣的关系，我们要更加的深入。
So that we can effectively build his kingdom.
以致我们能够有效地去建立他的国度。
And as we encourage each other in building God's kingdom,
而我们也都会彼此鼓励地去建立神的国度。
We must remember one very important thing.
我们要谨记一件很重要的事。
It's not about our own efforts.
这个不是在乎我们自己的努力。
It's not only about trying harder to do better in my own strength.
不是在乎靠自己的努力要做好点。
It's about a relationship.
乃是在乎一个关系。
Our relationship to Christ.
这个就是我们同神的关系。
And we want you to remember that theme, to live is Christ.
我们希望你会谨记这个的主题。活着是基督。
And what that means is that we grow deeper in our love and fellowship to Christ.
意思就是说我们对基督的爱与基督的相交是更加深入的。
You know, today's passage that I chose, it reminds us the key to a Christ-centered life.
我今日所讲到嘅呢段经文嘅主题就要提醒我哋如何过一个以基督为中心嘅生活。
And we'll be looking at three points.
我哋会睇三点。
Our first is death of the old self.
第一点就系向旧人死。
And second is a new source of life in Christ through the Holy Spirit.
第二就系藉住圣灵喺基督里面有新嘅生命。
Third is the motivation of love that brings transformation as we live by faith.
第三点就系当我哋去
say it again.The motivation of love that brings transformation as we live by faith.
当我们凭信心而活的时候，爱就是使我们更新的动机。
First point, death to the old self, the end of self-reliance.
首先，第一点就是向旧人死，我们不再自己靠自己。
You know, as I mentioned before, I come across a lot of Christians.
咁我以前都講過啦，我遇見好多嘅基督徒。
That when they first come to know Christ, as they become a Christian, they says, "Wow, Jesus died for me."
佢哋初初信主成為基督徒嗰陣時候咧，佢哋就哇，耶穌為我死。
And they're so excited to that God would die for me and give me eternal life.
佢哋好興奮嘅話，神竟然基督為我死，將呢個永恆嘅生命賜俾我。
And with all this enthusiasm, they go into their Christian life and says, "I got to do hard. I got to really follow after God. I got to try harder. I got to do better."In my life.
他就兴致勃勃地去进入这个基督徒的生命，他就说我要传福音，我要为主而活。
You know, and many times we see a lot of these young new Christians, what happens?
我们见到这些初信主的人，那跟着会怎么
样呢? That excitement stays for maybe a month.
或者这份的兴奋会存留一个月。
Maybe 6 months?
或者六个月。
Or maybe sometimes we're still stuck in it for years.
又或者可以存在好多年。
Because we're all trying to be good Christians by our own strength.
因为我哋好多时就系尝试凭自己嘅努力做一个好嘅基督徒。
You know, we'll continue to do that. Jesus died for me. He's given me life.
我哋继续咁样谂啊，耶稣为我死，将生命赐过俾我。
Now it's on my own strength. I got to do better. I got to live out this Christian life.
而家我就要靠我自己嘅力量，我要做好啲，我要活出呢个基督徒嘅生命。
But in reality, it's not about our efforts or our strength.
但系事实上唔系在乎我哋有几多嘅力量，我哋有几多嘅努力。
Our efforts and strength will get us nowhere.
因为凭自己嘅努力，凭自己嘅力量，我哋去唔到边度。
It's really about surrendering.
其实在乎的是要降服
surrendering our will to God
将我们的意志降服于神
maybe we don't tell that to the Christian when they become a Christian
当一个基督徒信主的时候我们没这样跟他说
right, when you become a Christian what do you do receiving Jesus Christ as your Savior
当你信主的时候你就接受主耶稣基督成为你的救主
but it's also receiving him as the Lord of your life
但是同时你亦都去接受主耶稣基督为你生命的主宰。
Without surrendering of our will, of our lordship, of our lives.
如果我们没有将我们自己的意志或者主意降服在神里面。
There's no new life at all.
我们就没有新的生命。
You're fooled by thinking that you can receive Jesus' salvation.
我哋就自欺欺人，我哋以为喺耶稣里边，我哋能够得永生。
Without Christ being that Lord of your life.
但系我哋唔要主耶稣为我哋生命嘅主宰。
Now this is what the second chapter of Galatians is talking about. Paul is talking about.
加拉太书第二章就喺度讲呢件事。
Paul's talking about salvation.
保罗喺呢度系讲紧救恩。
You know, and if you remember, Galatians was Paul's first written letter in about 60 A.D.
如果你记得嘅加拉太书就系保罗第一封嘅书信。差不多是在主后六十年写的。
And it is in this letter that we first see this word, the use of the word justify.
就是在这封书信里面我们第一次看到称义这个字眼。
And this idea of justification by faith alone that he will expound upon in his next 11 books.
就是在这里提到我们是因信称义的这个意念在这里开始然后在他继续另外十一本书信里面我们会继续提到
In these verses from 15 to 20 Paul is saying that no one can be justified before God by the works of the law
在这里由第十五节至到第二十节保罗就是讲到没有一 个人能够凭住守约律法得称义。
Meaning that if you as a Jew, you can't follow the law and be justified.
如果你系一个犹太人嘅时候，你唔可以凭遵守律法而得称义。
Nor as a Gentile.
或佢一個外邦人都唔好。
No one is able to because nobody can obey it perfectly.
冇一個人能夠憑守律法得稱義，因為冇一個人能夠完全遵守。
And this is where this whole theology of we are only justified by faith in Christ alone comes to be born.
就喺呢一度，我哋有呢一個嘅神學嘅講法，就係。唯独信靠主耶稣，我哋先至得新生。
The whole purpose of Christ coming to be nailed on the cross is to bring forth salvation to us.
主耶稣基督嚟到被钉喺十字架嘅原因，就系要将救恩赐过俾我哋。
Salvation is the grace of God.
救恩就系神嘅恩典。
And we receive it by faith alone through Christ.
而我哋单单的是凭信心来到能够接受主耶稣基督。
That is our Christian salvation.
这个就是一个基督徒的救恩。
But this also applies to our spiritual growth.
但是这个的事实也都能够在我们属灵成长的生命里面来到运行。
Because we have to understand one thing.
因为我们要明白一件事。
Spiritual growth is the work of Christ in us as well.
因为我们属灵的成长，同时也是主耶稣基督在我们里面的工作。
We are not the ones that grow our own faith.
因为我们不能够自己使我们自己的信心来到成长。
It is by the grace of God.
是凭着神的恩典。
As we walk faithfully in Christ.
当我们凭信心的跟着主耶稣来到行。
So what Paul has been teaching here, this is a new beginning, a new foundation of gospel theology.
保罗在这里讲的是什么呢？就是一个福音神学根基的开始。
As opposed to Judaism, where in the past we rely on obeying the law and its sacrifices.
正正跟犹太的律法主义是相反的，因为律法主义就是靠遵守律法。
In verse 20 it says, I have been crucified with Christ.
第二十节里讲话，我已经与基督同钉十字架。
And Paul's explaining that his old self,
保罗亦都会解释他的旧我,
which tried to earn righteousness through obeying the law,
是要赚得义凭住守律法。
He has died with Christ on the cross.
而保罗说，我已与基督同钉十字架。
And that applies to us as well as when we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior.
当我们接受主耶稣基督为我们救主的时候，这个真理也都在我们身上。
We too are spiritually united with Christ in his death on the cross.
属灵上，我哋亦都与基督同钉十字架。
In the same way, realizing that our old nature is nailed on that cross with Jesus.
亦都明白到我哋嘅旧人已经与基督同钉十字架。
A nature that is self-reliant.
呢一个嘅旧人系咩？系自己靠自己。
A nature that trusts in its own self and its own strength.
呢一个嘅旧我系自己靠自己嘅力量。
And it's been put to death.
而这个已经是致死了。
That's what verse 19, Paul explains that though the law, I died to the law, so that I might live for God.
所以第十九节保罗这么说，我因律法就向律法死了，叫我可以向神活着。
To die the law means that I no longer try to earn my righteousness before God through obedience of the law.
什么叫向律法死？就是说我不会再尝试去守律法，以致我能够得着
称义。It's not following those rituals of faith and religion and rules that will give me righteousness.
不是再跟住一啲宗教，或者跟住一啲仪式，或者跟住一啲嘅律例得称义。
Now don't get me wrong, we do have to follow the law.
嗱，唔好误会我，我哋需要守律法。
Not because we want to obtain that righteousness.
我哋守律法唔系因为我哋要得称义。
We observe the law because we've been made righteous.
我哋去守律法，因为我哋已经被称为义。
You have been made holy. You have been made right before God.
因为神使你喺佢眼前系能够接纳嘅，使你成圣。
And therefore is a desire for us to be righteous and holy.
所以喺我哋嘅心里边有一个渴求，我哋要圣洁，我哋要清义。
But we need to realize, we need to come and surrender our will of self-reliance before God.
但系同时，我哋要明白，我哋要降服，我哋 自我依赖的这个的性格。
Once that old self is crucified,
当这个旧我被钉死的时候，
a new life begins.
一个新的生命就开始了。
You know, not by our own willpower, not through what trying harder.
不是凭我们自己的意志，不是凭我们自己的努力。
But it comes through the indwelling presence of Christ.
但是是靠住基督住在我们里面。
This brings us to point two.
这个带到我们去第二点。
The source of life in Christ through the Holy Spirit.
藉着圣灵在基督里面有新的生命。
Now, this verse is vitally important for us to really grasp and to cling on to.
这一点，这一节的经文是很重要，我们一定要捉紧。
Verse 20, it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life I live now in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God.
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
These three little words, four little words, Christ lives in me.
基督在我里面活着。
Christ lives in you.
基督在你里面活着。
In every Christian, Christ lives in you.
每一个基督徒都有基督在他里面活着。
And we have to realize these four words changes everything for us.
我们知道基督在我里面活着，就将所有的事情转过来。
You know, Christ isn't just in the air around us.
基督不只是说在我们周围的空气里面漂浮。
He just doesn't encompass the world.
他不单只是在这个世界里面。
But Christ takes residence in the hearts of every believer through the Holy Spirit.
但是基督藉住圣灵居在每一个信徒的心里。
All right, when we talk about Holy Spirit living in you,
当我们说圣灵居在你的心里面，
synonymous, it means Christ living in you.
意思也同时是基督住在你里面。
It says in Acts that wait here.
《使徒行传》话你要喺呢一度留住。
Where it says, "Wait for the Holy Spirit."
等候圣灵嘅来临。
For it will come upon you.
因为要降在你里面。
And remind you of each and every word that I have spoken.
要提醒你我一切嘅教导。
Holy Spirit, Christ lives in you by the power of the Holy Spirit.
基督凭住圣灵嘅大能居喺你里边。
Now this is why this theme of being united to Christ through the Holy Spirit is such a huge theological discussion.
所以因着圣灵与基督联合，这个是一个很大的一个神学的锻炼。
Because we have to understand that this union with Christ,
我们要知道与基督联合，
it brings divine transformation for us as a Christian.
就是神要去改变这个的信徒。
Because it's this union with Christ that is the source of everything that we are.
因为我们与基督联合，就使到我们一切都有个不同。
You got that?
Say it again.
It's this union with Christ that becomes the source of everything that we are.
当我们与基督联合的时候，我们整个人一切的源头都是从基督来。
When Christ is in you,
当基督在你里面，
He is that source of justification for you before God.
就是因为他你能够在神面前得称为义。
And in 2 Corinthians 5, Paul says that we have been made new. We are a new creation.
在哥林多后书的第五章讲到说，我们已经是一个新造的人。
Our union with Christ makes us new.
因为我们与基督的联合，以致我们成为一个新造的人。
That old self has been taken away. We've been given a new heart.
旧事已过，我们已经得到一个新的心。
And this is the heart where Jesus dwells through the Holy Spirit.
而主耶稣基督藉着圣灵就是居住在这个心里面。
And we remember the words of Ezekiel 36 and 20, verse 26 and 27.
我们记得以西结书第36章26至27节。
It says here that I will give you a new heart, a new spirit I will put within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules.
我也要赐给你们一个新心，将新灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。
This is God's plan all along. Verse 27 states that very clearly.
27节很清楚讲到这个是神的计划。
Even in the Old Testament, hundreds of years before Christ came,
就算在旧约，在耶稣来之前的数百年，
It says, I will put my spirit within you, verse 27.
27节说,
It's that spirit of Christ in you.
这个就是基督在你里面。
And what will that spirit do?
而这个的圣灵会做些什么呢?
Cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules.
使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。
You'll walk in holiness and righteousness each and every day.
每一日你在圣洁和义路上面走。
It's the cause by God's Spirit.
是神的灵使你这样做。
It's Christ's Spirit working in us.
是基督的灵在我们里面来动工。
It's this new heart where Christ dwells and it changes us forever.
是这个新的心有主耶稣基督在里面居住的。在永恒里面来到改变。
We're reminded that in Galatians 5,
在加拉太书第五章提醒我们。
Verse 16 and 17, it says, for I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do. Galatians 5:24, verse 24, and those who belong to Christ Jesus, have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
加拉太书五章十六至十七节咁样讲，我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了，因为情欲和圣灵争战，圣灵和情欲争战，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。第二十四节咁样讲，凡属基督耶稣的人。是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上。
Christ has broken our bondage to sin and the bondage to seeking after idols.
基督已经打破了我们被罪的捆锁，亦都是被这些偶像的捆锁。
Doesn't mean what we will struggle with them.
不代表说我们不会在这些事情上再挣扎。
But it means that it no longer controls you.
意思就是说这些东西不再控制你了。
Because it should be the Christ in your heart that controls you now.
因为应该是主耶稣基督在你的。
That new heart.
这个新的心。
It comes with new affections, new desires, and new goals in life.
这个新的心就会有新的爱慕，新的渴望。新的人生目标。
You know, we should love the things that Jesus loves.
我们应该去爱慕主耶稣基督所爱。
That heart implants that in us.
就是这个新的心会这样做。
We should desire the things that Jesus desires.
我们会渴慕主耶稣基督所喜悦的。
We want to grow in the fruits of the Spirit.
我们愿意的在属灵的果子里面成长。
We should have the joy in serving after God.
当我们去服侍神的时候，我们应该是有喜乐的。
We have the desire for God's will to be done in my life.
我们也都乐意的让神的旨意行在我们生命里面。
And when we don't have these desires, these affections,
当我们没有这些的爱慕，没有这些的渴望的时候，
It's showing us something.
其实在这里表达了一些东西。
It's showing us something very important about our hearts.
俾我哋睇到心里面有一个好重要嘅问题。
Of where they stand before God.
就系喺神嘅面前，我哋嘅心系喺边一度。
And in some way, we're not grasping what it means to have new life in Christ.
换句话嚟讲，我哋真系唔系好明白喺基督里面有新嘅生命嘅意思。
We're still clinging to our old self.
我哋仲系捉紧我哋嘅旧人。
And not being living in the united.Relationship with Christ.
我们的和基督的关系是没有这个联合。
Because
因为如果有这个新的心，
we will have that desire that says in Matthew 6:33.
我们就会有这个新的渴慕，就是在马太福音第六章第二十三节。
You will have that desire to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
你就会有这个的渴慕，先求神的国和神的义。
And our goals will be to build God's kingdom and to live for His glory.
而我们的目标就要建立神的国度，为着神的荣耀而活。
Not just for our only earthly comfort and our own earthly glory.
不是只是为着这个世界的荣耀，或者是我们自己的角度。
No longer is that purpose of life just to be secure and comfortable in life.
人生的目标再不是舒适。
But the desire now becomes to build God's kingdom.
但是我们渴慕就是要建立神的国度。
To glorify God in everything that I do.
在我们所做的每一件事都将荣耀归给神。
Because that new But being united with Christ,
与基督联合,
one of the most important things is it gives us a new identity.
有一个很重要的事实就是与基督联合给我们有一个新的身份。
You are just a believer in Christ.
你不是在基督里面，你不是只是一个信徒。
When Christ lives in you, you become a child of God.
当基督在你里面活着的时候，你就成为神的儿女。
That is the wonderful new identity you have as a Christian.
成为基督徒的时候，你就有这个奇妙的身份了。
Never take this for granted.
不要觉得这样是理所当然。
Romans 8, verses 14 to 17.
罗马书第八章第十四至十七节这样说。
For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fears, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father.The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provide we suffer with Him in order that we may be glorified with Him.
因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿女，你们所受的不是奴仆的心。仍旧害怕，所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。既是神的儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
You belong to a new kingdom.
你属于一个新的国度。
You're not part of the kingdom of the world.
你不属于这个世界的。
You're not just American citizen, part of United States.
你不是只是美国的公民，你是美国的一部分。
Or China, or wherever you're born.
或者是属于中国，你是中国的公民。
You are now in the kingdom of God.
你现在是在神的国度。
You are part of this eternal, wonderful kingdom of God.
你就是在神奇妙永恒的国度里面。
And you are heirs.To a glory that is expressed in wonder in Revelations 21.
在启示录的第十一章就讲到，你是属于一个永恒光辉的国度。
That we will inherit life eternal with God forever.
而我们就会与神有永恒的生命。
Are you are heirs to that kingdom, that eternal kingdom?
你就是这个永恒国度的后嗣。
And you are co-heirs with Christ.
你与基督一同得产业。
Just as He resurrected.
正如祂的复活。
That's the guarantee of your resurrection.
这个也都保证了你的复活。
That He will lift you up into eternity as well.
祂也都会比你提升。
You know, no matter what we face on this earth,
无论我们在这个世界面对什么都好,
we have to realize it's but temporary.
我们要知道这个是暂断的。
Your identity,
你的身份,
belongs to the kingdom of God.
是属于神的国度。
And He calls you to be that ambassador that lives for His kingdom.
他就呼召你要成为这个的他国度的使者。
To be the witnesses for Him to the ends of the world.
为他到到地极来到作见证。
No, Acts 1:8 is, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all of Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the world.
使徒行传一章八节咁讲，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着力能力。 必要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，作我的见证。
That is what it means that Christ living in you.
呢一个就系基督在你里边活着嘅意思。
Becomes the source of everything for you.
呢个就系成为你所有事情、你所有嘅嘢嘅源头。
So you must realize by now that the key to your spiritual growth.
咁你而家应该知道啦。你屬靈上面怎樣可以成長呢？
Is really understanding and living out this union with Christ.
就是要明白亦都活出與基督聯合的。
You know, it's all about a relationship.
完全在乎於一個的關係。
To live for Christ.
為基督而活。
It means to go deeper and deeper in our union and affection for Christ each and every day.
意思我们每一天对神的爱、对神的认识是逐渐的加增。
It's about nurturing our relationship and cherishing our relationship with Christ.
是我们去培养也都珍惜我们与基督的关系。
Just as we need to nurture every relationship we have.
正如我们要培养我们每一个的关系。
Whether it's to a husband or a wife.
无论是一个夫妻的关系。
Whether it's to kids or their children.
或者是父母儿女的关系。
Or to brothers and sisters in Christ.
或者是在主内的弟兄姊妹的关系。
Every relationship needs to be nurtured.
每一个关系都需要培养的。
If you don't talk to your wife at all,
如果你不跟你的太太对话，
you will grow distant.
你会远离她的。
And all you do is complain to your family.
如果在你的家庭里面，你成日就是埋怨埋怨。
You're not growing together.
你亦都不是彼此去建立这个关系。
You have to grow in your relationship, in your love and knowledge of Christ.
同樣的，在基督裏面，你要對基督的認識和基督的關係是要繼續成長的。
And this leads us to point three.
這個就帶到我們去第三點。
The motivation of love that brings transformation as we live by faith.
當我們憑信心而活的時候，愛就是使我們更新的推動力。
Right, Christ is the source.
主耶穌基督就是這個源頭。
What motivates us?
但是什麼去推動我們呢？
You know, for what motivates Paul?
乜嘢去推动保罗呢？
It is the divine love of Christ.
呢个就系神嘅爱。
Verse 20.
第二十节。
Right, the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
就系神嘅儿子爱我，他是爱我，为我舍己。
You know, Paul really narrows down his salvation to the divine love of Christ.
神当保罗继续讲救恩的时候，现在他就是合窄的来讲，就是神的爱藉着他的爱儿子去爱我。
He who loved me and gave himself for me.
他是爱我，为我舍己。
As Christians,
作为一个基督徒，
what motivates us in life?
在我们的生命里面是什么推动我们的呢？
Must be the love of Christ.
必然是基督的爱。
1 John 4:19 says, We love because he first loved us.
1 John 4:19. 约翰一书第四章第十九节，他说，我们爱因为他先爱我们。
You know, we can only understand what love is through the work of Christ.
唯独在基督的工作里面，我们才能够明白乜嘢叫做爱。
Think about this for a moment.
你用一刻嘅时间去谂下。
Think about God's love for you.
去谂下神对你嘅爱。
What pops into mind when you think about God's love for you?
咁你一谂到神嘅爱嘅时候，你第一样嘢谂到乜嘢咧？
All right, most likely, oh yeah, He died on the cross for my sins.
或者第一样嘢就系佢为我嘅罪而死。
Or maybe you're sleeping.
又或者你瞓緊覺。
But think about what God's love means to you.
神嘅愛對你有乜嘢意思咧？
Your life.
你嘅生命。
Your salvation.
你嘅救恩。
You're here.
你今日喺呢度。
Because God loves you.
全因為神愛你。
He loves you with a divine love.
佢係用神嘅愛去愛你。
Full acceptance.
一个神圣的爱，完全的去接纳你。
Even in our unworthy self.
雖然我哋係不配，
even sitting here sleeping in our sinful self，
喺我哋呢度就算係瞓著覺，喺我哋呢度係帶住罪嘅。
He loves you，
但係佢仲係愛你。
With a divine love that forgives you for your sins，
用一個神性嘅愛去赦免你嘅罪。
Why？ Because you're good？
點解啊？因為你係好？
No，
唔係啊。
Because Christ has purchased you，
因為係神。
He loves you with an eternal love.
用一個永恆嘅愛去愛你。
Does his love waver to you?
佢對你嘅愛有冇動搖噶？
No.
冇。
It stays constant every moment, every day.
因為係持續噶，每一日持續，一刻到另外一刻嘅持續。
You know, ours flicker like the light switch, on and off, on and off.
我哋對神嘅愛咧，就好似一個電燈掣咁。又熄又著。
You know, sometimes you feel like it, sometimes you don't.
有時你感覺到著，有時你覺得唔。
Sometimes you love God, sometimes you don't.
有時你愛神，有時你唔愛神。
Sometimes I feel God loves me, sometimes I don't.
有時我覺得神愛我，有時我覺得神唔愛我。
But in reality, God loves you with a divine love that is eternal, constant, unrelenting.
但係事實上，神係用一個永恆、不變、持續嘅愛。去愛你。
Ephesians 1, 4 and 5.
以弗所書第一章四至五節。
Even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us for adoptions through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will.
就如神从创立世界以先，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。又因爱我们，就按着自己旨意所喜悦的，预定我们藉着耶稣基督得以儿子的名分。
I want this thought to blow your mind.
我要呢个思想有爆炸性嘅嚟到你嗰度。
Before the foundation of the world,
在創立世界以前,
God has set his love on you if you are a Christian.
如果你是一个基督徒的时候, 神已经拣选了你。
I want you to understand that. Before the creation of the world, if you're a Christian today, God set you and chose you before the foundation of the whole world.
如果你今天是一个信徒的时候, 在神创世以前, 祂已经拣选了你。
He's loved you since then.
佢就係嗰度開始嘅，佢愛。
And that love would bring about your birth.
就係呢一個愛使你能夠出世。
It would bring about your life.
將你喺呢度有生命。
And that Jesus would die for your sins.
而耶穌就係為著你嘅罪而死。
He hung on the cross for you.
佢係為你釘喺十字架上。
So when you think about your life,
如果你要諗下你嘅生命。
God loves you with a divine, eternal love.
神就是用神性永恒的爱去爱你。
That even before the creation of the world, He knew that you would be His child.
在创世以先，祂已经认定你成为祂的儿女。
Doesn't that give you an assurance of your eternal glory?
这个是不是给你在永恒的荣耀里面有一个肯定呢？
Doesn't that give you assurance of the things you face in life?
这个亦都让你在生命要面对的事情里面有一个确定呢？
If God loves you so much,
如果神爱你到这个地步，
to want to create you before the creation of the world,
在创世以前他已经有这个的意念要创造你。
Don't you think that he would take care of you?
难道你不相信神会顾念你吗？
Why do we fetter in these little things that bother us in life?
为什么在生命的小事上面我们这么容易烦恼呢？
Because we don't see this amazing love of God.
就是因为我们看不到神这个奇妙的爱。
If he loves you through all eternity,
如果他在永恒里面都爱你，
he will love you until we are together in eternity.
他也要爱你到我们达到永恒与他一起。
No matter what we face in the world,
无论我们在这个世界要面对什么都好，
you're here for a purpose.
你在这里是有个目的的。
God has always had a plan for you in your life.
因为神在你的生命里面是有一个计划的。
Because all along, before the creation of the whole world,
因为在创世以前,
He designed you to be here.
他已经预定设计你要在这
里。Even being in this church,
就算是在这个教会里面,
there's no better place to be.
因为没有其他更好的地方。
No, because it's warm.
不是因为这里乱。
And you can take a nap.
你可以睡下觉。
But no.
不是啊。
You come into the very presence of God.
你在这里是来到主的面前。
So that you can worship Him.
以致你能够敬拜他。
Because you know that He is your loving Father.
因为你知道他就是你慈爱的阿爸父。
And there's no greater privilege to live for Christ.
而没有一个的特权是比为主基督而活是更大的。
Then because of God's amazing love for you.
因为是神对你这份奇妙的爱。
Before the foundation of the world.
在创世以前。
God chose to love you.
神已经拣选了去爱你。
Christ lives in you.
基督在你里面活着。
And that power of His Spirit, of Christ living in you,
而圣灵的大能，基督就在你里面活着。
Should drive our love for God.
亦都打动我们对神的爱。
Should drive us each and every day.
打动我们每一日。
To say this question, how can I live for my Father today?
去问下自己，我今日如何能够为天父而活？
So as we continue to focus on this theme to live for Christ,
我们继续这个主题，活着是基督。
I want us to remember this divine love that Christ has for each and every one of us.
我希望各位去谨记主耶稣基督这份神圣对我们每一个人这一份神圣的爱。
In our discussions in the future, we'll focus on God's love for you.
我们将来的讨论就会专注于神对你的爱。
And how does God want you to live out of that?
而神要你在这份爱里面如何的过活呢？
You know, Charles Spurgeon put it this way in his commentary.
史布真咁樣講過，史布真牧師佢咁樣講。
Sorry, I didn't print it out for you, but I'll read it in whole, and maybe we'll translate it in whole. A sense of the love of Christ to you personally will affect your whole life. It will change it at first, but it will keep it changed ever, forever afterwards. It will go on increasing in its power over you until you know it fully.That every thought, every word, and every action will seem to be set in the key of love. That religion that does not affect the whole life is really dead, and it's really worthless religion. But this essence of our holy faith, that Jesus, who loved me and gave himself up for me, is divinely operating upon our eternal, our entire man, our entire being.
认识到基督对你个人的爱，就会比起初会比你一个改变，而这个的改变是持续的。这个的改变的大能亦都会在你里面继续的，直至到你完全的明白你每一个的思维，每一句的说话，每一个的行动，都是被爱所推动的。一个信仰，如果是不能够影响你整个生命的时候，这个的信仰是死的，这个的信仰是没有价值的。而信心的精义就是他爱我，为我舍己。这个就是神在我整个人里面的工作。
Christ's love for us,
基督对我们的爱，
it should affect us,
是应该影响我们的。
And it will affect us throughout our whole lives,
是在我们整个生命一生里面有这个影响。
And it should be our motivating driving force of how we live for Christ.
这个也都是推动我们人生如何为基督而活。
The life that I live now,
我现在活在的,
I live for Christ.
我是为基督而活。
And when that love becomes true knowledge,
当这一份的爱成为一个真正的认知,
that it will begin to invade our full heart and mind,
就会完全的充满我们的心思意念,
where every thought, every word, every action will seem to be set in the key of love.
每一个的思维, 每一个说话, 每一个的行动都是被爱所推动,
meaning that we live,
意思就是说当我们活着的时候,
everything we do,
我们所做的一切事,
it's motivated by God's divine eternal love for you,
是因为神永恒神圣的爱去推动我们。
Paul Tripp says a Christ-centered life means that a person, Jesus Christ, his love is the motivation for everything we think, say, and do.
波特牧师这样说，一个以基督为中心的生命的意思是，基督就是推动我们在每一个思想、每一个说话和一个的行动。
He tells us we must ask ourselves this every day, these questions.
他说我们应该每一天去问自己这些的问题。
Is your Christianity intimate and personal?
你这个基督教的信仰是不是一个亲密一个个人性的关系？
Is this religion and faith that you have?
你所信的这个的信仰这个的信念，
Is it intimate? Is it something that's personal for you?
对于你来说，这个是不是一个个人的关系？这个是不是一个亲密的关系？
Do you want to know Christ?
你愿不愿意认识基督？
Or do you want to be part of Christ's work?
你愿不愿意成为基督事工的一部分？
And the very important question in our lives today is, do I want? He says, do you want to please God?
很重要的问题，你愿不愿意去讨神喜悦？
Do you want more and more of God's character evident in your life?
你愿不愿意越发见到神的品性在你生命里面？
A Christ-centered life, he says, is
一个基督以基督为中心的生命。
It is deeply intimate and motivated by your relationship with Christ.
是跟基督有一个很亲密的关系，而你的生命是由基督的去推动。
Now, it's good that during the conference we started asking ourselves a lot of questions about our relationship to Christ.
在冬令会里面，我们也都去思想了很多的问题，是关于我们和基督的关系。
And I want this reflection, this reflective heart to continue.
希望我们继续有这个的反省的心。
It's only when we reflect upon our own heart,
因为当我们反省的时候，
do we know where we stand?
我们才知道我们是站在哪里。
And that as we come and to reflect upon our own heart,
当我们去反省我们自己的心，
we have to remember these verses.
我们要记得这些经文。
I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Verse 20.
第二十节，我已同基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
The life I live now in the flesh is lived by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
并且我如今在肉身上活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
Even as we think about our faith in Christ,
当我们去思想我们在基督里面的信心，
Have we fully surrendered to him?
我们有没有全然的降服在他面前呢？
Do you see the evidence of a transformed life in you?
在你里面有没有这个更新的生命的引证呢？
Where you have the desire to commune with God daily?
你有没有这个渴慕每一天与主相交？
Do you thirst for him? Do you desire him?
你有没有渴慕祂？你有没有在祂里面饥饿？
Life must be centered around Christ.
我们的人生应该是围住神而走。
A lot competes for the center of our heart.
有很多的事情 都同神去争呢一个位置。
Many idols seek and fight to sit on that throne of our heart.
有好多嘅偶像要坐喺我哋心里边嘅宝座。
But Jesus has died for you, so that bondage to idols is broken.
但系耶稣已经为你死了，佢已经打破咗呢啲偶像嘅捆锁。
That is the good news of the gospel.
呢一个就系福音嘅好信息。
That when you see the idols sitting on your throne.
当你见到呢啲嘅偶像坐喺你嘅心嘅宝座嘅时候。
God invites you to come in repentance and faith.
神邀请你嘅嚟到佢嘅面前认罪悔改。
If Jesus patiently walks with us.
耶稣系有耐心嘅与我哋同行。
He's fighting for our spiritual growth.
佢系为着我哋属灵嘅成长嚟到征战。
So that we will have him sit on our throne.
以致我哋能够有主耶稣基督坐喺我哋嘅心里边嘅宝座。
And Christ must be that motivation.
而基督必然系我哋嘅动力。
You know, because living by faith isn't just a one-time thing.
因为凭信心而活唔系净系一次嘅事情。
It is a daily continuous reliance upon Jesus' power.
这个是每天每日不断地去依靠基督的大能。
Rely on Jesus' strength and not your own.
我们要依靠基督的大能，不是我们自己的力量。
Living by faith is a relationship. A daily,
凭信心而活，这个是一个的关系。
A daily dependence on Christ is moment by moment.
是每一日的依靠基督而活，是一刻接一刻的这样依靠基督。
You know, one of the points that really touched me from the conference.
在东灵会有一点是很打动到我的。
Rest in the Lord.
我们要在主里面安息。
You know, are our lives full of unrest?
我哋嘅生命系冇静下嚟嘅。
Now that term reverberated for me. Rest in the Lord.
所以当我听到话我哋要喺主里边安静下嚟休息。
That's what we Christians need to do. Find rest in His divine love.
我哋基督徒就系要咁啊！我哋要安静喺主嘅爱里边。
You know, you don't rest in His holiness. That only brings you fear.
我哋咪净系要安息喺佢嘅圣洁里边啊，因为咁样会带嚟我哋嘅恐惧。
You rest in His love.
但系你系要安静喺佢嘅爱嗰度。
Because that love should drive you to love Him all the more.
因为呢一个爱就会使你更加嘅爱佢。
Let us pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我们为着你的话语献上感谢。
For your word is what gives us life.
因为是你的话语赐我给我们生命。
It's living water for our souls.
是我们灵的活水。
I pray that your word would work in our hearts mightily.
我们祈求你的话语大大的在我们心里面。
Father, so that we may realize that we have been made new.
让我们真的清楚知道我们是重生的。
You know, we may be going through struggles in our lives as a Christian.
在一个基督徒的生命里面或许我们经历一些难处。
But oh Lord, we know the answer is you.
但我们知道的答案就在你里面。
We need more of you.
我们需要更多的你。
And less of our own will and our own strength.
更少的我们自己的意志或者是我们自己的能力。
Father, help us to surrender to you.
帮助我们降服于你。
Help us to fall before our knees and before your throne.
让我们屈膝的来到你宝座面前。
To ask, O Lord, for your filling of you and your Holy Spirit.
去祈求你和你的圣灵充满我们。
Drive me to your throne.
让带到我们去主的宝座前。
That I may experience rest in you.
让我经历在你里面的休息。
Lord, help my soul to find rest in you.
帮助我的灵在你里面能够安息。
It's only when we find our rest in you.
当我们在里面，在你里面来到安息的时候。
That our souls are healed.
我们的灵才得到医治。
Our struggles are calmed.
我们的挣扎得平静。
Because we realize that you have loved us from eternity.
因为我们知道从亘古到永远你爱我们。
With a divine everlasting love.
就是凭着你神圣永恒的爱。
A love that never fades.
一个不朽坏的爱。
That shall be persistent.
係持續嘅愛。
To carry us through to eternity to glory.
去帶到我哋進入永恆榮耀裏邊。
Father, we may be burdened and struggling with things on this earth.
天父，喺呢個世界裏邊，我哋會有好多嘅難處，有好多嘅掙扎。
But help us to realize that your divine love for us.
幫助我哋去明白你對我哋呢份神聖嘅愛。
Will carry us through.
亦都會帶我哋經
過。Nothing shall destroy us.
因為冇一樣嘢能夠拆毀我哋。
Because you are the one that holds us up.
因為係你使我哋站立得穩。
Every road that we walk.
我哋所行嘅每一條道路。
You are the one that walks with us and leads us.
係你與我哋同行。
Father, help us to see your divine love.
幫助我哋睇到你嘅愛。
Lord, move our hearts to love you in return.
亦都打动我哋嘅心去爱你。
Lord, help us.
帮助我哋。
Help us to stop striving for the things of the world.
帮助我哋唔去追求呢个世界嘅事物。
But to really understand what you call to build your kingdom is.
亦都明白咩叫做建立你嘅国度。
Move our hearts.
打动我哋嘅心。
For you truly live within us.
因为你实在喺我哋里边嚟到居住。
We give you thanks.
我哋去感谢你。
To you all the glory.
将所有嘅荣耀归于你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣嘅名字祈祷。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's all rise and sing our last hymn.